Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans practiced outside in the wind at the Methodist Training Center, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media and started by talking about just how big a ball game his club has Sunday against the Dolphins.
Obviously a big game, Mark, and, we've got some guys trying to get healthy, get back on the field, but, Christmas time, a lot of things going on. We got to get our work done and get ready to beat a good football team. They've been playing very, very well, lost a tough game last week, and, we got big challenges. We've got to stop Ricky, and we got to be able to pass protect against two of the best edges in football. I've been playing for a long, long time, so it's going to take a team effort.
Can you take us through your injury situation, what you're trying to do there?
Dwayne didn't do anything today, but I think he's got a chance, so we'll be hopeful. We'll work Butler, and, of course, Ephraim will get ready to play. Cushing did not practice today, probably will not practice this week, but I think there's a chance he'll be there on game day, so we'll see. That's where we're at right now.
Is it the ribs?
It's a combination of everything, foot, knee, ribs. He just beat up. So, we'll see where he's at tomorrow, but I wouldn't expect him probably to maybe do anything until Saturday morning.
You brought up Ephraim. What do you expect from a guy coming in this late?
Well, I mean, the big thing there was Ephraim's experience, knowing what we're doing. He's had to play against these two players in his career many, many times. So, if Dwayne can't go and Butler starts, and Ephraim would be our swing guy, and we need somebody who could go play in a pinch and who's been in some football games in this league, so that's why we did.
He'll definitely be activated.
It all depends on Dwayne. I think we'll stay hopeful and see how far Dwayne comes.
You talk about their ends, what they do, the problems they cause. How you deal with it?
Well, I mean, they present big problems. You got two of the best pass rushers in the game over the course of the last 10 years sitting there coming off the edge. So you got to be able to protect with your backs. You got to be able to protect with your tackles. We've been throwing the ball a lot, and us protecting Matt's a key to, our success in a lot of ways. So, it's a big challenge for all of us, Mark. I mean, they're very excellent at what they do.
How do you view your running back situation this week?
We're back to where we were. I mean, we'll work them all week, and I'll see how they do. But, I'd say the same thing I said last week. I'd like to see Arian play more, and if he has a good week of practice, he will.
On Aaron and Steve earlier in the year, the fumble thing, can too much be made of it that it becomes a problem, like a Sammy Smith situation?
Well, it better be a lot made of it because we've had too many of them, you got to protect the ball to play, and we've kind of all had the problem, not just him, but like I said last week, my situation with him stemmed from some other things too, not just him putting the ball on the ground one time. I want to see him prepare better during the week and practice better during the week, and took a step in the right direction today.
But a young guy like that can't afford to blow opportunities.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's had how big of opportunity can he have right here with these games, and he can help us. I mean, he's a talented young man, but becoming a pro and the team watching him get ready to play on Sunday, it's all those things are important, and we're counting on him doing his job. He can help us go to Miami and win, I tell you that. So I'm looking forward to him having a good week.
Gary, you touched it on Monday. This is perhaps the biggest game this team has played ever because of the implications. How is that affecting your players? How much do they grasp it? All that kind of stuff. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think we've played in a lot of big games this year, but obviously whoever doesn't get it done this weekend's not going to make the playoffs this year, so it makes it even bigger. But, we need to play in these games. Late in the season, 15th game of the year, this team, these young guys, they need to play in these games. And, we're playing a good team. We're playing them at their place. We'll have to be as good as we can be, and we need guys to step up for us to get it done. So the facts are there. We just got to get ready to go and get them as fresh as I can.
Clearly off the beaten track on that, but Brett Favre and Brad Childress having issues about Brett changing plays, and you guys run sort of the same offense that West Coast, where you don't like plays being changed or the quarterback. What with that philosophy, what goes into it, and how strong are you in, no, run the play we call and we'll run the next one?
We change a lot of play. We do a lot of either or to line of scrimmage. We do a lot of that stuff. So he handles all that very well. you know, I just think that's part of coach and quarterback competing. I mean, it's what you want on your team. I mean, Matt gets after me all the time when he doesn't think I call a good player. He questions something I tell him. That's what I want, guys like that on my football team. So I ain't no problem with that.
But as far as the philosophy of the offense, though, you want it to be that we've designed what's going to work. Make it work, I guess.
You're talking about for us?
Yeah.
Not that. I would say we do a little bit of both. I mean, we try to adjust to everything people do. Feel like we have the answer. We also have freedom to either or plays and stuff like that. We're not a team that works on the line of scrimmage and tells the quarterback to, hey, go have some fun. We don't do that, you know. So we're somewhere in between, I guess.